Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Lil Mickey, and...
I guess that's how we finna start every show. Yeah, okay. This is the Reaper Smoke.
See, now look at you always want to sit there and talk smart.
And
see?
I'm talking smart, so I'm talking...
Da-da-da-da. Facts. You speaking facts. Okay.
This is the third show already, and you've already did that for three shows.
No, is you supposed to do that, bro?
You don't have to do that. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I know, right? That's what makes me free as a freedom reacher.
So we're just gonna be like today's hip hop artists and just repeat every fucking thing we say, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, should we start talking like this?
I don't know, but I like the flow.
Or should we?
I know T-Pain sounded like he was fire as fuck when he was using
T-Pain, because T-Pain was the first person to do it. Everybody else just jumped hella hard on the bandwagon and it took off, and then everybody wanted to start talking like this. We gonna be talking like this. Up in the kitchen, up in perfection, flipping the wrist. Yeah, a little bit daddy. Looking at you in a shower. Yeah, face us. Let's
look at you in a shower. Okay. That's what's up.
Good thing I'm not that type of nigga. That's dumb. So anyway, we just sit up there and just be doing random shit. So we gonna do random shit and all types of random shit. This is parental advisory, meaning this is for motherfuckers who have open mind and they not sensitive punk ass bitches who sit up there and cry about every motherfucker thing, because I ain't gonna stunt. I do not hold back in the shit that I say.
You know.
So if you find something offensive, I would be the type of person who would sit up there and apologize, but then again, I would be lying. So if you're easily offended, fuck off. This is not for you.
Anyway,
gotta catch 'em all.
She broke my ex broke my heart. And I cannot seem like I can repair from it.
Her achy breaky heart. I just don't think you understand.
Now see, he making fun of me.
I'm not making fun. I'm upsetting the mood. That is a legit song.
But it's okay
song.
Though.
Hey, I had my heart broken numerous times.
And I'm a very depressed black person. I have no emotions.
That could
have
been the name of our show too. The depressed black people show. Raw and uncut, like an Eddie Murphy stand up comedy.
It got to the point that I shaved my eyebrows.
Like Britney Spears shaved her head.
Oh, ooh, yes.
She did it again.
I shaved my eyebrows off until 2 days ago.
You doing publicity stunts and we ain't even known yet.
Yes, I did.
I just let you know she getting her practice in.
He clowning me. But no. But seriously, because I've been feeling some type of way because my ex significant other randomly called my phone talking about some sideways neck shit, and so it just
sad part is, have you ever seen a fat person talk out the side of their neck? I have. If you ever seen this person, you would have too.
I'm already there. I'm done.
Oh, man.
This funny as fuck, but no, and make it so bad I don't even want to have nothing to do with her.
But she keep answering the phone.
Apparently, I keep answering the phone.
Hey, but be like Erykah Badu and tell that bitch she better call Tyrone.
No, I told her to call Teresa.
You know, that's Tyrone, motherfucker. Whoever the fuck she calling, that's Tyrone. That's what Erykah Badu made perfectly clear in her song. She wanted him to massage her toes, but that pussy-ass nigga would rather play dominoes. Honestly, I would be that pussy ass nigga that I'd rather play dominoes too. I am not trying to rub your motherfucking feet. What in the blue fuck do I look like your servant? Bitch, you get me all the way fucked up.
I mean, I bowed down to her and kissed the ground that she was walking on, but I shouldn't have did that because
she was farting in your face.
No, she wasn't. She was not farting in my face.
Boy, she was treating you, she was farting in your face.
Oh, yeah.
She was Peter Griffin and you was Meg.
It treated me like garbage.
But at the same time, I've been treated like Meg numerous times.
You know, that shit fucking wild. That makes that, you know, that makes me like understand something, that you gotta sit there and, you know, when it's enough is enough.
True. When enough is enough, you gotta understand one thing though. It's all about what you do. You know, you can't sit there and be like, my bad. I'm a 31 year old with bronchitis. But what you gotta understand is like, there's different types of people in the world. You got those where when they face with certain situations, they'll either face it head on, or they'll run from it, or they'll try to find some other way out of it. You know, you get those who'll sit up there and they'll collapse in certain situations. Like, they say survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest doesn't necessarily mean going out and just killing people just to survive. It also means, like, basically, put into, like, age. However many years you've been alive, whatever your age is, that's how many years you've been alive. So that's how many times you can say you've been able to walk this earth.
25 times.
Yep. 25 years you've walked this earth many times in 25 years. Meaning you've been on this earth, this planet for 25 years. I've been on this planet for 31 years. That is the whole age thing. People don't get a lot of concept because they're taught that's just how old you are.
I mean, yeah, I could be sitting here, been walking around for 25 years, but that doesn't mean that I'm one of them dumbass young motherfuckers. Don't get it twisted. I was told when I was sitting there having a conversation with somebody, and this person was mid-70s, and he's sitting here listening to me, and he's like, I can tell you're intelligent. By the way, you sit there and talk.
You know what I used to hate growing up?
What?
Whenever I used to speak, people used to tell me I need to speak proper English.
Oh.
But my speaking manner has never changed, and yet now people tell me I speak proper. And it low-key pisses me off. Like,
people tell me that all the time, I speak proper.
Like, damn, Joe, do you not understand? I am not speaking. I can hear myself speaking improper English. I'm doing it intentionally.
Because you're lazy.
No, because I'm a realist. I don't want to. I'm myself. I'm not finna try to put on a persona for other people.
It's not putting on a persona. Why the fuck would you put that as that?
Okay, put it like this, because this is how I view it. As a person, when I'm out in my personal daily life, however I act then, that is how I always act. I'm not finna sit up there and stop myself from doing stuff that I would normally do in any type of situation. Now, if I have to sit up there and, like, getting a job, I can understand. I have to show them that I can actually do the job. But I'm not finna sit there and, you know what I'm saying, be in the kitchen and motherfuckers coming up to me talking about some, motherfucker, take the garbage out. I told your ass two times. Nigga, I'm doing something. Shit, shut your punk ass up so I can finish doing what the fuck I'm doing. Nigga, who the fuck is you talking to? Nigga, who in the fuck is you talking to? You would catch these motherfucker paws quick, fast, in a motherfucker hurry. I don't give a fuck if I do get my ass whooped. I'm still finna put these paws on you. Shit, you got me fucked up. Though you was not finna talk to me like that. My whole mama do not talk to me like that.
The fuck? I'm dying. Like, this whole thing just went south.
No, it did not go south at all. This is a legit statement, because there's a lot of people out there who feel what I'm saying on that. Because that's, and you can sit up there and say this, say what you want, but you feel the same way whenever you go into your job and them motherfuckers be coming up there and you working on that one motherfucking line and he in the pissed off mood because some other motherfuckers are fucking up. So he's coming at you because you've been there the longest and he wants to sit there and bitch and yell at you like it's all your fault. No, nigga, it is not my fault. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you have to say. Suck my dick. Tell them motherfuckers who's fucking up to do their job properly, and you will not have to come to me with this. Plain and simple. This is a job. I'm doing my job perfectly. I'm doing what you told me to do.
See, that's why I don't fuck around with that shit like that. Nah. Hey, you guys. Have you ever listened to that song called Little Uzi... Just go to look up Lil Uzi. You know what I'm talking about. His new recent songs. I'm just putting it out there. I'm sorry.
Booty.
He eat ass. Smoke eats ass.
I'm talking about that song. That song eat ass. That's what the fuck. that video even more ass. You get all these vampires all of a sudden.
Those are not vampires. Those are fucking demonic spirits.
And all of a sudden, a blade pop up. And he looked just like the dude, except he got motherfucking short hair himself. But the motherfucking dude got braids. That's the whole concept. I am Blade, and I'm going to annihilate all of you. Yeah. Hey, nigga, get your bitch ass out of here. Good. Yo ass ain't no motherfucking Blade. Yo ass ain't even no motherfucking demon. You possessed ass bastard. You just motherfucking... Man, don't get me started. I'll fucking run and get myself assassinated. Fucking around speaking my mind about them.
I mean, this is a podcast. Do what you want. No fuck. Do what you want. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
No, that was the intention. I was just bullshitting because I am trying to make it to where people sit up there and think that, no, I'm saying, it is a last minute decision. See, you don't know how to do the suspense thing. See, you got to learn. You got to learn how to
put They got to learn that on their own, though. You got
to put the razzle dazzle in there, know what I'm saying?
They got to learn that on their own, though.
They going to learn. That's the whole point. They wasn't supposed to know that I was going to talk about it until I said, fuck it, I'm going to talk about it.
He said, I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't get it. Like, now, so I remember listening to music growing up. Now, saying, you saw thugs, like real game banging niggas who was in videos doing they thing. Know what I'm saying? They all had their own style. Everybody had their own style. Know what I'm saying? Then you got older, as know what I'm saying, grew up, you started to see that music started to change. I mean, hip hop was originally about dancing, so I couldn't lock the dancing songs because you know that's what hip hop was originally about. Uh-huh. But people eventually switched off that path and went straight to gangster rap, and you know what I'm saying, now everybody has to have this new style. Now the person I sit up there and say is at fault, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Who would be ever done?
It's Lil Wayne.
Why you say Lil Wayne is at fault?
All right, see, you in the 90s, in the 80s and the 90s, it was hip-hop was about partying in the 80s, yeah, early 80s, and in the late 80s, it became about gangster rap. And then gangster rap took a major toll on the world. So everybody was like, shit, I'ma wear my pants, I'ma sag my motherfucking pants, I'ma carry my motherfucking gat, I'ma try to make it through the struggle that I'm in. Know what I'm saying? Back then, they was more, gangster rap then was more of telling the story about what they went through way before they got famous. They never mentioned being famous, actually, until they made actual more than one CD. So, like second, third, fourth city, they'll start talking about them starting to get famous. The first city will more be about, you know what I'm saying, what they went through before the fame, before they got studied, what they was doing. So, it went from that to now everybody is bragging about the thing, about going through the struggle. They brag about having to sell dope. They brag about
being in the club. That's why it makes them get caught up. They get caught up into some shit.
And then Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, I ain't knocking the man. The man got bars. Know what I'm saying? But my thing was when he started doing the tight jeans and the tight shirt and, you know what I'm saying, that whole thing, and that was what, and kissing baby on national TV like that, and that's when everything just dropped. Because in the 90s, if you was like that, you was keeping that shit indoors. Because you already knew, if it came out that you was butt banging, you losing your career. Numerous rappers have lost their career because of that in the 90s.
Damn.
Because, like I said, it was real thugs. It was real niggas from the hood. People who was real deal out there doing it. That's where rap originated from. Everybody else now is a lifestyle. So, today's people, what they do, skinny jean, nut hugger jeans. They got the motherfucking tight ass shirt that damn near show their motherfucking belly button. They got motherfucking all this shit now that rappers, that women was wearing, and people was getting, and dudes was getting jumped from wearing back in then. Like, you let a nigga go to school with today's clothes on back in my day. Boom, boom, boom. Faggot ass nigga. Know what I'm saying? That's how it was. Like, no bullshit. You had to learn. The streets was harsh. The streets are harsher now because everybody wants to be known as a shooter. That's why nobody. That's why nobody fights anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be known as a shooter. The path of the real nigga is now lost upon the new generation. Cause now the original path of a thug and the gangster was to protect the hood. Once drugs became a part of the hood, nigga, it was a wrap. Everything became about money. Fuck the hood. We gonna try to get our shit up. We gonna start doing it a whole different way. And next thing you know, people getting popped. Know what I'm saying? What started off with rivals going after each other, went from rivals going after family members, not even searching for the nigga who they actually looking for, or just doing random shots at random people who they know for a fucking fact do not have guns to shoot back. Today's generation is scary as fuck. They won't look for you. They'll look for people who know you. So, like, today's generation of a real nigga is not about bettering the education or bettering the hood or bettering oneself. It's about making the hood as fucked up as possible. The music nowadays is about making people turn gay as fuck. I don't knock it. I mean, I ain't gonna sit up there and say I knock gay people. Well, not gay women anyway. I don't really knock them. It's just a personal thing with me. Because, I mean, men are supposed to be the masculine of the two, but to be that feminine to where you have to let another man put his penis in your mouth, but, or you putting your penis in another man's mouth and butt, like, what the fuck? I mean, women, they can't, I mean, not making fun. I'm not really trying to make fun. I'm being dead ass. Because if people listening to this shit and they hear this shit, they're going to be all getting sensitive and talking about to make a public apology. And I'm going to go and pretend I'm going to make a public apology. But I'm going to like apologize to these nuts because I told y'all in the beginning I speak my mind. But technically, two women technically can't fuck each other. They have nothing to put in the vagina besides toys and fingers and tongues and toes. If they're that freaky. I mean, other than that, you just rub your pussy together. It looks sexy as fuck. I'm not gonna stunt because I shall be watching that shit on the porn. Like, yeah, grind that pussy. Grind that pussy.
I'm done. This man wild. But y'all, I bet y'all getting amused off of this shit.
Know what I'm saying? But, know what I'm saying? When I be watching porn, nigga, multiple dudes in it, I find that shit like very disgusting. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fuck her mouth while you fuck her in the pussy and he fuck her in the ass.
I'm sorry. I can't but help but laugh because this is wild. This whole conversation went south really bad. Again, I don't know why.
How are you feeling over there, bud? Oh, this pussy is loose as fuck, but I'm gonna bust in it anyway, bud. You want next? Oh hell yeah. Team no condom. High-fiving each other and shit like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Y'all niggas nasty as fuck. Y'all gonna catch motherfucking super ultra mega AIDS.
Oh, shit.
Like, dead ass. Y'all walk 100 miles for that dirty ass pussy, did it? And it be killing me when they got the grannies and shit. Like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Your ass 90-something years old and you still taking penis? Like, what in the fuck is going on over here? What type of motherfucking pill do they got you on? Your pussy should be motherfucking space dust by now.
I'm not involved in this conversation.
I'm just speaking my mind. Like I said, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just speaking my mind, but that's just the type of shit that I say. No, I'm saying I keep it 100.
I like 50 Shades of Grey.
Fuck that. I keep it 1 mil. I keep it 1 mil.
I like 50 Shades of Darker, and I like the 50 Shades of Freed.
I like the 50 Shades of Pussy.
Does it meow or does it croak?
That motherfucking get wet.
So it's a slip and slide.
Hell yeah. Motherfucker slipping. That motherfucker trying to skip it. Skip it.
You hear how disrespectful he is. He talk about women. At least I say, hey lady, I like the way that you got when you walk in your dress. Or in your heels.
I don't know. See. That's where you get me fucked up. Because you ain't looking at it from my perspective. When I talk to women,
how the hell can you sit there and say, I do not see her as in your perspective?
Because.
Yes, I do. But I wouldn't come off to a woman like that.
I wouldn't come off to a woman like that either. That's just the type of shit I say. That's just in a joking sense. If I'm joking around and I have no intentions of trying to get this person to respond whatsoever, I just want to make myself laugh. Yeah, I will say some random ass shit. No, I'm saying that's only in the conversation basis on a hypothetical situation thing.
I used to ride no bike with no training wheels.
I used to ride bikes with training wheels. I was riding it and the training wheels fell off and I got scared. At first, one popped off, and some random foster parent who I was with was looking at me, and they was like, "You can do it, son." And I looked back, and it was a chick, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's right. I was raised by only chicks in my motherfucking life. This is some old bullshit." So I'm motherfucking riding the bike, and I'm trying to keep that motherfucker steady. Then the other one fell off, and then all I hear is, "You're doing it, bud." And I look back, and then the motherfucking bike hit the rock, and that's when it was game over. The motherfucker Pac-Man flew off that motherfucking, that motherfucker did three motherfucking flips and dove head first into a motherfucking oncoming car.
Hello. Goodbye.
Roadhouse.
I'm fucking done. This man said Roadhouse. Peter Griffin be snapping though.
Peter be clowning.
Oh, shit.
Y'all gonna hear a lot of shit like that too, low key. Like on my mama.
Okay, we're going to play a game. It's called Would You Rather. And this is going to be interesting because I never had did a podcast with Would You Rather. And this is going to be interesting. So, Smoke, would you rather eat dirty toenails inserted into a plate with mustard or drink a dirty, cloudy water from the toilet that's been in there for months?
Oh man, I'm gonna have to kill myself.
You can't do that. Yeah. It's run open. You can't kill yourself. You see how violent he is to himself?
Because look at this shit. Look at this. Like, those are both like that shit that they try to get you to do in prison just so you can get a motherfucking honey bun.
Come on, answer. I'm interested.
Yeah, I wouldn't do neither.
Ask me a question. He's no fun. He's no fun. Be ruthless as fuck so I can give them the ruthless answer. Come on.
We're going to spice up this conversation. Would you rather eat Nicole ass or Sydney ass?
You can't. What the fuck?
Yeah. How you like them apples? Jerk.
Them apples don't taste really good. What was the question again?
Would you rather eat?
Come on.
Nicole ass with ketchup and mouth sauce. Or
yeah, let's go.
Sydney ass with cream cheese and Cool Whip. And watermelon on the side.
You're petty because this is wild. Why would you even say something like that? I mean, I don't even know who do you speaking of, but okay. I guess I take number two.
Okay, I will say no more then. What was your question?
I just told you.
No, your question.
My question is, would you rather eat toenails on a plate with mustard? And you cannot submit out either. You cannot. Or you would drink musty water from the toilet that's been sitting there with shit for 6 months.
What would possess you to say such a disgusting thing like that?
Because I'm asking.
I thought lesbians were kind people.
I'm just asking a question.
Can I add stuff to either one?
No. You can add hot sauce to either one.
That's petty. That is petty. Why do you gotta be so petty?
Come on, bro. Don't be scared.
Fine, I'll do number one. So since you want to be like that, then how about this?
Come on. Yeah, let's go. I'm going to be foul, too.
Would you rather eat dog shit, cat shit, bird shit, bat shit, people shit, and throw up? Or would you rather?
Too wild for this story. I'm already knowing. I'm about to die.
Or would you rather shove?
Come on.
Or would you rather shove dog shit, cat piss, cat shit, people throw up, and diarrhea shit in your pussy?
I take number two. I'm not finna get you.
That's for something else.
No, I'm finna be gentle though. I'm gonna be aggressive, but not too aggressive.
Hell no, cause your ass gonna be on some outrageous shit. I mean, I got a feeling that's gonna be one of those questions I'm gonna have to absolutely refuse.
Okay.
Everybody gets two refuse buttons.
Okay. Would you rather eat a sandwich that been sitting outside for like 2 hours on a sidewalk that people was walking into? And it got gravel in it. And it's been ran over. So you have to scrape it underneath from a tire. That's been run over by a roadkill. And you have to put it on top of the loaf of, on the top of the piece of the bread. And somebody has spit in it. And or would you take a light bulb, stick it in your ass, and set it on fire?
See, that's the shit I'm talking about right there. If that would have been a completely different question, I would have had to say nah. I'm not
okay. Fine. I can't answer that question. Or you stick your finger in the light in the little outlet with your finger, a little bit of wet with the needle inside. For 5 seconds.
Shit, you mean, that's the obvious choice. Why would you go that simple after going from like 10 mil? You could have went down to like 65. You went all the way down to 3. Shame.
What you pick?
That's it. The needle went. I'll do 5 seconds. That ain't shit. I've been let you get it for 4 more than 5 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather skydive with no parachute into the Atlantic Ocean,
ooh,
with a shark jumping out at you, and the only thing you got is a harpoon, or would you go in the lion's den and fight against a lion, a tiger, a bear, a wolf, and a coyote?
I'm going with the
hold on with no weapons and nothing but motherfucking wrestler underwear. Wrestler, so that means you get the wrist bands, the spandex, and the motherfucking boots.
I'm going with the skydiving to the shark with the harpoon. At least I'll kill that motherfucker with the harpoon somehow.
You only get one shot.
I know. You want to be reckless? Okay. Would you rather... would you rather... figure out how deep Michael's mom is?
I'm thinking whatever is after that. We ain't going to even say what it is. We're just going to go to the next question.
Okay, now you want to play now? Or... uh-uh. Sleep next to Michael butt ass naked.
Yeah, that's already twice I have to use the I can't answer that type of question. That is not that is an answerable question. That is something that in no universe, dimension, time location, whatever you want to say, reality, no type of shit, like whatever type of shit, whatever motherfucking no, hell the fuck no. No, hell fuck no. No, hell the fuck no. Hell no. Mm-mm. No. Fuck no. No. Hell the fuck.
So you gonna tap out?
Yeah, that's two. Third one, the game over with.
He said the game over with.
Yeah, that's
don't
why,
get scared.
Nah, ain't no getting scared. That's
you act like you're gonna upon the echo the pawn on your actions.
No, I can't even joke around like that. I can't do it. No, that is against no. That goes against everything that I.
Okay, go chump, go chump.
Ain't no chump. That's just beliefs. That's facts.
Okay, fine. Okay, I believe
I'm not,
you.
I'm not.
I understand.
I'm not these rappers. I don't go against what I believe for the money.
Look,
shit, I ain't trying to get Disease Club pussy.
I understand. I'm being so serious with you. So keep continue.
Making money in the club. Girl showing me the love. She rubbing on my nuts, saying it is $50.
Okay, what's your question?
Alright. Alright, would you rather do a war tour naked of all of Rita Ora songs?
Damn!
On national TV. Oh. All over the country. For a penny.
You said for what?
A penny. Or.
You already know what I'm gonna do.
Or. Would you.
Come on. Don't make it obvious either. Or
would you eat throw up as a diet for a whole year? Nothing but throw up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take this one. I guess I'm going to do it. You guys don't want to know what my answer is. I guess I'm sorry, but we're going to have to end this podcast by... Brought to you by...
How do you always do that?
Brought to you by...
No, ain't no ending. Fuck, no, quit playing. All right, game over with.
No, I'm just playing. I answered the question, though.
No, because your ass is going to end the broadcast. Hell no.
No, I'm going to answer the question on some real shit. I'm going to answer the question. What was the question again? The first answer?
Would you jump out of an airplane ass so naked into a Rita Ora concert? Or
for a penny. For a penny.
Oh, but you remember that much, huh?
Yeah.
The real question was,
no, don't change it up now.
No, because I did change it up, and you just remembered the for a penny part. I didn't say jump out of an airplane naked into a Rita Ora concert. What I had said was, would you go on the world tour asshole naked singing Rita Ora songs on national TV in every state countrywide for only a penny? Yeah. Or would you eat throw up as a diet for an entire year? You can't eat no candy, no real food, nothing. Just straight throw up. And it all has to be televised to make sure that that's all that you eat.
You know what? And like I said, brought to you by the National Weather Channel of... Pow, 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 pow.
I'll be busting at him. I'll be busting at him. I'll be busting at him. I'll be busting at him.
I don't know why we just did that, but what's up, y'all?
Dynamite. My bad, I'm promoting the show that doesn't even come on Adult Swim anymore.
I love Adult Swim, by the way.
Black Dynamite was the shit.
But yeah, it's Little Mickey and...
The Reaper Chronic Smoke.
Yeah.
In your throat.
Y'all know what it is.
Go for broke.
I mean...
Get hit with a rope. Then I tote. Slam and poke.
I smoking on that dope?
Nope.
I choke.
So.
At least I hope.
Today on Chronic Smoke's Mysteries, we're going to take a look at evidence from when people were making accusations. So first and foremost, are we gonna start with that nigga man? It's kind of hard to choose because this low-key kind of hurt my heart, because, you know what I'm saying, me and this nigga both from the same city, you know what I'm saying, and that's my nigga. I fucks with his music hella tough, but I'm gonna have to speak my mind on my boy R. Kelly. And the only reason why I'm doing him first is for the simple fact that we both from the shot, you know what I'm saying. And I got a lot of respect for a lot of people who come out of the shot and make it big. But I'm hoping to God this nigga is not doing what the fuck they say that he is doing. A lot of people wholeheartedly believe it. You know what I'm saying? And it's kinda sad. Like, this man made good music. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't be used for his defense whatsoever. But for him to actually, if he was to actually be doing it, that shit would be kind of harsh. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I respect the man who loved the pussy. That's one thing I cannot sit up there and go against. Like, you know what I'm saying? You a man, you love the pussy. know what I'm saying? We in the same boat. We should chill and we should and shit like that, know what I'm saying? Talk about pussy. But at the same time, you got like you got all these women, you starving them and you using them as sex slave and selling them to people. Like that type of shit, that type of shit is like cruel as fuck. Like what, like you first and foremost making Chicago look like the most horrible place to be coming out of, because now a lot of people gonna start sitting out there thinking like, nah, I'm saying people from Chicago be kidnapping women and forcing them into slave labor and shit, and it gives us a bad rep, my nigga. Like, but nah, I'm saying, but that's, I can't sit up there and say that you doing the shit. I don't know what's going on. I just know that that's what they're accusing him of. So if that's what they accuse, so if that's what you accusing of, I hope you got plenty of evidence, my nigga, that can save your ass, because OJ was able to do it with Mike Cochran, but I do believe that nigga has retired. So you gonna have to find one that's better than that nigga, because boy, I really hope he didn't do it.
I'll be trying to press on this girl, and she we don't not be going.
The second person I'm going to touch on. And this one also hurt my heart, because I grew up listening to this nigga as a wee lad.
I'm sorry. I'm off. I got ADHD.
Michael Jackson.
What about him?
I hate the fact that people was, that they tried to say that man was touching them kids.
But, and we laughing about it, too. That's the messed up part.
I mean, because it's all past tense. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we making fun of them. We having a serious
high. No disrespect on Michael Jackson, though. No, or on the Jackson family.
Because I'm a fan, I'm a huge fan of Michael Jackson to this day. I still be bumping Michael Jackson. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
I still bump Michael Jackson.
No, I'm saying y'all could just beat
all his old bunners.
Y'all can just beat it with all that motherfucking. He was touching on looking. Like, no, he wasn't doing that shit. Michael Jackson was trying to have fun, make kids. No, I'm saying.
I just feel like you shouldn't be speaking up on that though.
I don't give what they gonna do. Come kill me? It's too early yet.
I didn't say all that. I just feel like it's just kind of.
It's not like I'm being harsh. I'm just being 100. this is my personal belief. A lot of people sit up there and they. Dog him for it. Like, yeah, he was touching them kids. Yeah, he got them girls locked up in the basement at such and such address in Chicago. And when they come to the court thing and you see that there's no evidence, then y'all sitting up there looking shitty, because now, guess what? They done beat the case, and now they can motherfuckers say, fuck you motherfuckers openly, because y'all can't try them for shit. What is the point in fucking trying to put somebody in jail for something and you have literally no evidence?
I swear, why did he have wearing that?
What, the shower cap?
Yeah.
That's maybe part of his style.
Look like one of the mushrooms off of the Mario Play Brothers.
Shit, before my time, that's how people used to do it.
I never seen that.
Yeah. They used to have long hair, though. Actually, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
They just had Jerry curls. They didn't have that shit.
I used to have Jerry curls. I used to knock down on those.
They probably had that shit when they was in the shower. They never wore it outside. You need to each stay on. Can't knock it. Yeah, man. Oh, there go our music. They can't say this is copyrighted because we're not uploading it through them.
No, we have to add more episodes to it to make it ours.
But we switching our theme song every time.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do.
No, I'm saying that's what I was saying. That's why like you pick a song one time and then I pick a song one time, then you pick a song next time. No, I'm saying go back and forth. No, I'm saying it'll be a complete mix up. And people don't understand, it'll help. Like shit, they gonna fuck around and hear some Japanese shit one day.
I got a few of. Yeah.
And we can promote ourselves.
We're already going to do that.
Somebody,
we're already doing that as we speak.
In more than one way, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can sit up there and promote your tickets.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I got some tickets that's going on sale as of right now. You got till the 16th and of August. And my show's coming up in September 7th. And
you got to get him the address and all.
You
that.
Have to go onto my Instagram at Little Mickey at 1738, and on my Instagram, and follow me on Twitter, and that's the same thing as my header name. It's at Little Mickey 1738 on Twitter, and I have exclusive tickets that they have for to the location there, and it will be in the post of on my Instagram and my Twitter. So make sure you go check out that and everything. I guess we're gonna talk about eating toenails and licking ass. I'm just playing.
I don't get why people eat ass. Like, what is the whole point of eating ass?
Like, I mean, I like eating pudding. I like eating pudding out of the cup.
Nonsense. So like, first y'all was putting the lime in the coconut. Now y'all just trying to mix it all up. Huh? Y'all was putting the lotion all on the skin, huh? Y'all want to make sure.
No, they was making that truffle butter.
They refused to put the lotion on the skin. They getting the hose again. That's what the fuck they get.
No, they making that truffle butter scheme.
See, and the sad part is though, when I was a kid, it was disgusting to eat pussy. But now that I'm grown, it's good to eat pussy. But then when people start talking about eating ass, at first it was frowned upon, but now it's popular as fuck because every rapper talk about eating ass.
Oh,
I be licking the booty hole. Eating the booty like groceries. Not this nigga.
I like all these foods.
The pussy is as far as I'll go. Motherfucker, if the ass is grocery, then the pussy to me is motherfucking snacks. Motherfucking ice cream.
Since we're talking about groceries,
peaches
I like
and cream.
I like Aldi's.
I need it because you know that I'm a fan.
And I like Save-A-Lot. And I dare somebody sit there and diss me on this point. And I like Safeway.
You want to know some facts, though?
And I like Church's Chicken.
Goofy is the number one motherfucking Disney character of all time. Motherfuckers to sleep on him. His show was the best show ever.
I used to watch it.
The best show that Disney has ever created. And then Darkwing Duck was the second.
La 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 da da da.
Those were the best two motherfucking shows Disney has ever had, in my opinion. As those two are definitely in my top five. The other three are still being worked on to this day. To be honest, I'm not too much of a Disney fan. I'm not too much of all the singing, and everybody want to break out into an opera, and then everybody go back to like nothing just happened. Like, what the fuck?
I might end up linking this to my Twitter. I don't have no friends.
shit, we can low key make a Facebook page for this too, though.
I already know how to. You just gotta link it up to it. Just that simple. I can link it up to my Twitter. That way I can, you know, tweet about it when.
Which would mean I will have to fuck around and get Instagram and.
You don't necessarily Twitter. Have to, because.
Well, I am. Hold on.
Cause, check this out.
Well, it is the Mickey and
hold on. And-